Akson, he took the use powers, invested on him by the constitution, and because he said that just before he came to this conclusion, he sought the opinion of the constitutional council, who told him that he could dissolve the parliament on the 12th of this month. He also said that the opposition-dominated legislature has made it hard for him to carry out the systematic transformation he promised the Senegalese during campaign. So these are some of the problems that he cited.
The Beno Bokyakar opposition platform, led by former President Macky Sall, actually condemned the move that Domam Faye took as far as dismissing the parliament. They say Faye had convened a legislative session under false pretenses in order to announce the dissolution and accused him of perjury.
Yes, you are right. There has been reaction from the Beno Bokyakar parliamentary group. We criticized the dissolution, saying it was aimed at just avoiding the submission of a motion of censure to the government, but also to prevent the prime minister to come before the National Assembly to make a general policy statement. In fact, this is where the problem all started, because this is the first time in the history of Senegal that a prime minister is appointed until for a period of 3 months, and he didn't come to the National Assembly to tell them how he intends to govern the country. So these are some of the problems they have been saying. But apart from also the reaction from Beno Bokyakar, there have been several actions from civil society groups. This morning, it was everywhere in the news. They said that they were disappointed.
Domam Faye and Ousmane Sonko, the country's prime minister, actually Africa's youngest elected leaders. And their rise reflects widespread frustration among Senegal's youth with the country's direction. You know, that's a common sentiment across Africa, which has the world's youngest population accusing those who were in power earlier, clinging to power for decades.
Yes, you are right. Yeah, you are right. This is the reason why during the elections, they got 54% of the Senegalese who voted for them. And people hope that maybe they can address so many issues that the ordinary Senegals have been confronting, like the issues of unemployment, health and education.
The decision to dissolve the National Assembly, are there any reactions from the populace, from Dakar, from around the country to the actual dismissal of the parliament?
Obviously, there has been a reaction everywhere. This morning, the media, the news, TV stations, people have been reacting. There have been people, who were, saying that ordinary people, ordinary Senegalese who doesn't know anything, but they said the only painful thing about the dissolution that the president has the constitutional right to dissolve. But if the president knew that he was going to dissolve on the parliament on the 12th, he shouldn't have taken a decree and wrote to the president of the National Assembly and informed the parliamentarians that his prime minister is coming on the 13th to make his general policy statement. So they said that the president has made a big mistake, though he's trying to protect maybe his prime minister. But at the end, he is trying to make himself very unpopular among the Senegalese.